Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
It's Friday and we are talking about forgiveness.
Let it go. Let it go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is there something you've been holding on to that you just don't want to let go?
I love it. I want to just hold it tight, keep it close.
We had a pink full moon this week.
Wow.
And from what I know, it's a great time to let things go. It's a renewal energy that is in the air.
Oh, renewal. That's like a new beginning.
Recharging.
You don't want to take trash with you into the new beginning.
We've already done a podcast on that one. Let's don't even talk about the garage sale that we're missing.
Oh, that's funny. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it see. I can't forgive. I can't forgive. I can't forget.
Oh. Let it go.
You were saying that it came up in one of your coaching sessions that pushing forgiveness almost
can be detrimental to someone. Yeah, when you tell someone over and over again, "Hey, you need to forgive this person. You need to forgive the people that hurt you," then and you tell them that over and over and over again, they can pick up the idea that there's something wrong with them.
Because they don't want to.
Because they're not able to let go of it right now. Like they're so tightly grasping onto this thing that they're holding on to that there's something wrong with them for not being able to let it go. And forgiveness is one of those things that it takes everyone their own processing, their own amount of time to get through and get to. So I don't think we need to force it on anyone. It's just it's something that's available to everyone.
And sometimes we don't even realize there's things that we need to let go. It's not until
our
body starts to tell us in weird ways, like, wait a minute, you're holding on to stuff that happened 20, 30 years ago.
But for me, it wasn't even my body. I guess it kind of was my body now that I look at it from a different angle, from that angle, because for me, I mentally was holding on to it and emotionally. And now that I look at it from this angle, I see how my body was holding on to it also.
Give me more.
So when I finally let go, I was mentally holding on to it and emotionally
holding on to what?
Holding on to an old boss that was very abusive, just everything about it was toxic.
And how was your body letting you know this?
I think I just learned to live in the tenseness and my body was just, my muscles were always tight. I didn't know what it felt like to not live with the stress and the pain. So emotionally and just energetically, I knew I was holding on to this, and mentally. But I didn't recognize, I just thought my body was just getting aged.
Aged.
I couldn't think of a better word.
Old.
Yeah, old.
When did you finally realize?
When I just let go of the control it had over me. Like I stopped thinking about him.
Which was when?
Probably 6 or 7 years after I was working for him. Like after I left the job.
Okay.
And then when I let it go, I felt my body change.
Okay, so can you give us specifics?
It felt less tense. And it felt like my muscles were, it's almost like.
You're going to have to give us, because people are listening.
People can't see me moving.
Is that what you're saying? Yes, so you're going to have to.
You can't see me stretching?
You're going to have to describe it in words.
It literally felt like I was given a new body, like a younger, more energetic body.
Okay, so are you talking about your shoulders? Are you talking about your back? Are you talking about
my neck? I hold in my legs. I hold a lot of stress in my neck and down in my lower back and in my legs.
And are you just talking about a tenseness? Are you talking about?
It was a deep tenseness that was not muscular. It was cellular.
Okay.
Like, and not like rocks or anything. So it's not something that I could just go get a massage and get out. It was something that just I held on to, and it was always there. It was just a presence of these things, these emotions that I was holding.
And how did you put the connection together that it was your boss?
Because I knew when I stopped thinking about him, when I said, you know what, he doesn't matter to me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose to not think about him anymore. It doesn't bother me. I'm letting all that go. I felt it just kind of wash. It was like a wave washing through me, not over me, but through me.
Do you remember the exact moment?
Yeah, I was in my car. Like I don't know what was playing on the, it was an Audible book, and it was probably something on forgiveness, but it was like, what do you need to let go of? And I was like, I want to go do bad things to this person's house. Like that was the level of,
like, there was an anger.
There was an anger and a revenge thing there. Like there was things that I needed to forgive. And then I said, you know what? I'm holding on to this. I'm gripping the steering wheel so tight. My hands are sweating and I need to let go. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I said, you know what? I don't work for him anymore. He's not in my life.
He's not going to take up real estate in your mind.
Not renting space anymore for free. He's no longer occupying the dwelling and he's not going to be there. And what's funny is I let it go. Mm-hmm. And it was probably 4 years later, he called me because he got fired. Mm-hmm. And asked me to help him get a new job. And I was like, we can meet and we'll talk, because I'm good with that. Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing there anymore. There's no animosity. There's no need to forgive, but I need to know who you are. Because if you treat people the way you treated me, mm-hmm. I can't be the person that you asked for a referral.
Wow.
And it wasn't about not forgiving him or anything, but it was, I can't put my name on that. But if he is the new humble person that he is now,
that he appeared to be on the telephone call.
And hearing about his kids. So there was a whole new renewal there of that relationship. And we met a couple of times, because people can put on what they want you to see at any point, mm-hmm. especially when they want something. And it's just, we've talked a couple times and he seems to be a changed person.
You know, Jason, it's really funny. Okay, so I live with you. I go to bed with you. I talk to you in the mornings. I talk to you all day. I literally have conversations with you 24/7, and I've never heard this story to this amount of detail. Also, I have been struggling. I have these I call them my porcupines, and I know that I've mentioned them before on this podcast, but I have these porcupines that have been tingling on my back, and I've really been doing everything that I know how. I've been using every tool that I know how to breathe, to meditate, to let go of whatever it is, whatever the emotion is that I'm holding on to. I don't know if it is fear, if it is rejection, if it is resentment, if it is envy, if it is, I really don't know what it is that I'm holding on to. And I have literally tried writing and meditating and hypnosis. And I mean, I am trying energy healing right now at this time. And so to hear what you just described, it makes me feel like you completely understand what I am going through.
Yeah. And in listening to you tell me that, because I know we've talked about your porcupines and we talk about it a lot off air, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what was causing the feeling I was feeling. I didn't even recognize the change physiologically that I'd had over time from holding on to it. And one of the things that it was Brené Brown or somebody else, maybe it was reading Atlas of the Heart or going through that program, that understanding that you have to name it to tame it, and you have to feel it to heal it. And you have forgiving it as a way to just kind of get rid of it, like let it go, because they're like little anchors that are attached to your skin and anchored in the ground. They're pulling through you. Like, it's a weird metaphor, but if we can't figure out where it's coming from, we can't dial in on what is that thing I need to name and what is it that I need to let go of. So I think we can keep working through things.
I mean, I've gotten to the point where I have a hard time sitting in my chair for a 20-minute period because I just feel so uncomfortable. And like I said, I'm even paying attention to the moon energy. Like I really am. I'm paying attention to the eclipse. I'm like, anything, please help me. Oh God, please help me. The angels, please help me.
Well, I think we've gone through this route before, and searching for answers is always beneficial. And asking questions and asking better questions always leads to better answers. So we're doing all the right things. What doesn't help is doing nothing and sitting in it, like holding on to it.
Yeah.
So we just keep moving forward. We keep progressing and keep doing the things that we know and using the tools that we have.
Well, I had a couple of ahas. I hope you did too. Email us. We now have new emails, Jana@livinglucky.com.
And Jason@livinglucky.com.
And please, we love your feedback. Give us your questions. And again, if this helped you at all, please let us know because we
appreciate your feedback.
We are so grateful for each and every one of you.
Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.